Australia. Prepare to fall. Head over heels for love.
Let's get married.
Yeah.
Let's do it. It's feedback week this week, and we thought, you know what? Who can we get on?
Jack.
It wasn't a tough choice.
It was not a...
Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Well, for those that don't know what feedback week is, what happens is the couples get to ask, I guess, the other couple that they've had the most controversy with, five questions. And Lauren and Johnny asked you this, well, they asked you, do you see yourself having children with Tori? And this is what you said.
So, yeah, absolutely have kids with you.
So you're ready?
Yeah. I think time frame for having kids would be probably in the next 2 years.
Ooh. 2 years? I just really hope that, you know, Tori's not buying into it. She keeps saying she's not a fool, but use your brain.
And then Jack, Tori had this to say about your revelation.
Oh my God. The fact that Jack was like, yeah, I'll probably be ready to have kids in 2 years. It was exciting.
Jack, that's a big call.
Yeah, she's the sweetest.
That's a lot of pressure. So you have declared you want to have children with Tori.
Yeah, my viewpoint on children, it's never been a deal breaker for me, and I do say this to the cameras. If I was in a loving relationship and I was happy and my wife was happy, she wanted children, I'm there for it. If my wife didn't want children, it's not a deal breaker for me either. And at that point, I knew Tori did want children, so obviously they would be on the cards for us if we make it through and end up married.
Jack, why do you think Lauren doesn't believe you when you say that? It's a pretty serious topic, and it's something you're talking about your life here and marrying it with someone else and having children
they
and
are married.
In the world.
Are we talking about Lauren, the lady that calls me a Christmas ham?
Yeah.
Yes, and a liar. She calls you a liar.
Yeah, look, me and Lauren didn't see eye to eye, and I feel like she was more invested in my situation than her own relationship with Jono. So, look, I can't answer that, but she would never let up. She was always coming to burn the house down, and I feel like she, you know, we invited her into our apartment, which we didn't want, and I think she tried to get some cracks to evolve between Tori and myself, and I don't think she did, to be honest. Yeah.
Jack, do you think, I look at this series, and everyone who isn't having a flourishing relationship is turning the torch on somebody else.
Surprise.
They can't do that.
It's surprising.
Jack, that's the peanut gallery. Just ignore them.
That's a good call. You make the point of that. It's so relevant. One of my other biggest enemies through the cast is Timothy. And this is a man that's been sleeping in another bedroom on a couch, not sleeping with his wife, and they haven't even shared a passionate kiss at this
point. But what's wrong with that if you haven't?
Well, there isn't anything wrong with it, but I'm not calling him out every
second
day.
Jack? Seriously, is that an example of what we just spoke about?
Yeah.
No, I'm just bringing it to light. We rock up. I'm happy for everyone to go their own pace in their relationships. And this guy, he's not even kissing his wife at this point, not even sharing a bed. And he just cannot get over the fact that I haven't did the deed with Tori. Let me By this point of the experiment, we had been fooling around. We had been intimate. We just hadn't done the deed yet.
All right. No. Okay.
Yeah, don't tell us exactly what you...
We don't
look,
want to
Jack,
know.
Don't get all romantic.
Do you mind a piece of advice?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, well, sure of advice at the moment, Jack.
I would not like to be in your shoes at the moment.
No.
Or your tight, skin-tight pants. But I will say, well, because everyone's hating on you so much. And one thing I will say is, you know, you don't mess with people's emotions, and certainly when it comes to family, one thing I beg you to do, or not to do, is have children with Tori just to prove the world wrong.
I can assure you I would not do that. We do discuss, I think, through this week that if we were to get out of the experiment, we would move in together, and I do tell the cameras if I'm not in a situation where, you know, I'm feeling love in this relationship, I would not move in with Tori, and I wouldn't have Tori move in with me. So,
yeah, good to know.
Well, Jack, that's, you know, man, I'm a massive fan of you. I reckon you're sensational on the show. I think it's fantastic. But
yes,
we spoke to Tristan yesterday, and because it is feedback week,
yep,
okay, I thought it's only right that Have a listen to what was said yesterday, and then we'll get the proper feedback that you deserve. Here we go.
All right.
I don't love him all. I didn't say that about Jack.
Jack. Okay.
Oh,
Jack.
I loved him.
Bad boy.
Okay, so Ali said she doesn't like you out of
no,
all.
No, I said I don't love him.
No, yeah. Aww. So, yeah, it's feedback week. Aww. What don't you like about Jack?
Well, I don't like Jack, and here I am sitting on an exercise bike. That I'm on a massive weight loss challenge.
Okay, what do you like about
Well,
Jack?
I don't like that he's a PT and he called people whales. Yeah. I think that's really horrible. And you know what? I'm actually worried for you and your career because I don't think there's going to be too many overweight people signing up for your PT classes when you're calling other people whales.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to defend it. I'm just going to apologise. And, you know, obviously I've said it time and time again. It was a joke I made to Lauren about Lauren because we do have the ridiculous banner, but it's still a disgusting joke and I shouldn't have done it. It wasn't obviously something I thought would come out the way it did, and here we are, so there's nothing I can do about it. I regret it. I wish I didn't say it.
All right. Good on you for apologising.
See, I like Jack.
Why don't you marry him?
Oh, well, I'm not a married at first sight.
Thanks for your time, Jack.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Oh, no worries, guys. Thank you.
Okay. It's Triple M Gold Breakfast, Plan, Ali and Spider.